Construction spending rises for ninth straight month. By John Carney on November 1, 2023. This is not what tighter financial conditions are expected to look like. Construction spending in the U.S. rose in September, the ninth month in a row in which U.S. businesses and government increased outlays for construction. Rising construction spending is both an indicator and a driver of increased economic activity. Construction spending was up 0.4% in September, to nearly $2 trillion, data from the Commerce Department showed Wednesday. This was in line with Wall Street's expectations. Compared with a year ago, construction spending is up 8.7%. Government spending on construction has soared this year. It rose 0.4% from the revised August figure and is up 15.5% compared with a year ago. The August figure was revised up to show a 1% increase, twice the original 0.5% increase reported in the first estimate. Spending on educational facilities, one of the largest categories of public construction spending, rose 1.9% in September and is up 16.5% from a year ago. Spending on streets and highways, the largest category, fell 0.2% but is up 10.4% from a year ago. Spending on power, which includes both traditional energy generation and so-called green projects, rose 4.6% and is up 69.1% from a year ago. Spending on conservation and in development projects rose 1.1% in the month and is up 28.1% from a year ago. Private construction spending rose 0.4% and is up 6.9% from a year ago. Spending on new single-family home construction rose 0.6% but remains 2.2% below the year-ago level. Non-residential private construction ticked up 0.1% in September and is up 21.3% from a year ago. Spending on manufacturing facilities has soared and is now the biggest category of non-residential private construction at a seasonally adjusted annual rate of $198 billion. This fell by 0.4% in September but is up 62.5%, largely reflecting subsidies contained in recent legislation such as the Inflation Reduction Act. The Federal Reserve has been raising interest rates in an effort to slow the economy by tightening financial conditions. The boom in construction spending, however, suggests that the Fed's efforts are having only a limited effect, in part because higher borrowing costs are being offset by government spending and subsidies for private outlays. Non-residential spending is at a new record high, as is public construction spending. Private residential construction spending is 10% below the recent peak.